Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We now join our Sunday service.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Many Mansions Virtual Spiritual Healing Church Service. This is a new upgrade to the Zoom. Today, we're honored and pleased to have Deacon Dave Chatham, who will be teaching the sermon lesson this morning. And this is a credit towards him becoming a minister and being ordained. We'll continue with the service in a moment when Reverend Douglas returns. And also to those people who are listening on the radio show, Global Village radio show on our virtual church service this morning, we welcome you from wherever you are in the world. We appreciate your comments and emails. If you would like to send any email for anybody listening and for people on the Zoom, we have a new generic email address, and that's schoolofthepropheticsinfo@gmail.com. And we welcome any suggestions, any feedback, any inquiries. And also, we are offering applications to our community. So with that, I'm looking for Reverend Douglas.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for August 6, 2023. I'd like to call upon Reverend Rebecca, past president of Many Mansions, who will share some chat instructions and welcome all of you to the service.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Rebecca. I will be in the chat with our sweet Patty. If you have any prayer requests that you would like us to consider for those who are not here this afternoon, please put their name and the area of concern for which you want us to pray in the chat. And any miracle stories are always welcome. And I'll be monitoring the chat during the main service along with Patty. And with that, I'd like you all to bow your heads for an opening prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you so much for being here with us today. We know that when three or more are gathered together in your name, you are there with us. Be with us today during our service. Inspire us, teach us, and lead us in the direction in which you want us to go. Thank you for our Deacon Dave in advance for his sermon. And thank you also for channeling through us to provide healing to those who are not here and to each other. In your beautiful name, amen.
Thank you, Reverend Rebecca. I'd like to thank all of those who have supported our church with your many generous donations. We do have expenses, as you know, as we build our community internationally, and we are personally very thankful, all of you who support us. So I'd like to pass the service over to Reverend Douglas.
Again, good morning, everyone. Today's sermon will be delivered by Deacon Dave. He's worked very hard, I'm sure, to prepare for the meeting and the service. You now have the Zoom link for this meeting. It will be the generic Zoom link under the stewardship of our associate Jack, who will be watching over the Zoom meeting. And this is good till the end of the year. Please share the link with our other colleagues and members for people around the world. And also, you can go to the International School of the Prophets.com as our generic go-to website and get the information to our affiliate, Many Mansions in the U.S., and our affiliate, Many Mansions in Canada, and other affiliated Many Mansions centers that will soon be joining us. With that, I want to welcome everyone here and thank you very much for your input. We're grateful to all the efforts to Patty and Joe and Jack and Paul and I guess others who have participated. Linda's providing music today, and we're grateful for everybody's unified effort into making the service go forward from here. With that, we're going to ask Dave to give us his lesson. After that, we will have the mission statement, the prayers to the planet, and the other lead-in love verses that we have. And thereafter, we will play some music during that time. And thereafter, we will do the virtual healing service. And one thing that we found, we're all experienced at what we do, being of service and helping with our virtual healing. We have had reported miracles happen, instantaneous permanent healing. We've had incremental healings. And the one thing that we have discussed recently is that after this powerful energy reaches out to you through the internet, through our community providing as a conduit, that you're probably feeling a little wobbly, or, you know, during the social, you might still feel the effects of that. So Linda's going to play some music and just let that settle in right after we finish the virtue blessings. Then we'll do the wind up with the love verses and the other business, and then we'll do the social. So that's kind of the plan today, my friends. I'm here to guide it a little bit. And we're welcoming each and every one of you in the grace of Yeshua, the Christ, and to God Almighty to bless each and every one of you. Now I'm going to call upon Dave to lead us through his excellent, well-prepared sermon today. Thank you, Deacon Dave.
Very good, Douglas. Thank you. I'm going to do something a little bit different. Rather than giving my opinion on Scripture, I've written a story. It's an old story, and to me, this sums up the Bible from beginning to end. I call it my first love. In the beginning, there was this all-powerful consciousness who had become awakened to the I Am. Now, this entity had just created the universe and saw it was beautiful, but had no one to share it with. So from his consciousness, he divided himself to create a companion. He created for her a beautiful garden with all types of animals. And this was good, but after a while, she became restless. She wanted to know more. She wanted to experience. He saw that she was unhappy. Her heart was not quite full, content. He told her, "You've always had free will. When your heart is full, please come back home, where we become one again." She left the garden and came across these alternate lovers. She wanted to experience power, so she wed herself to power. And she found it was controlling. Her freedom was being taken away bit by bit. Then she sought out fame and glory and married, but she found she was always had to keep up with her appearances and found no peace. So then she decided to marry wealth, but she found herself never satisfied. She wanted more and more. Then she remembered her first love. She asked around, going from town to town, asking for a man who owned vast amounts of land, lots of animals, but no one knew or heard of such a person. Now she felt old now and tired. She felt unclean and she fell asleep. When she woke, she felt young again. She learned that it was the love of life, the love of creation that filled her heart. Then a bright light appeared saying, "Don't be afraid. My name is Gabriel. And your first love has sent me to let you know he has always watched over you. He has given you a gift, a child. You will name him God within me. He will teach my children how to love, how to free themselves from fear, worry, and guilt. Then those who lust for power, wealth, fame, and glory will try to kill him. But he will rise up in the consciousness of many and will become much more successful in death than he was in life." Now, going back to Genesis, when Adam took his rib, which when translated means side, just like a side of a boat, he took the feminine side of himself and created Eve. Now, throughout the Bible, every man represents the feminine side of woman, and every woman represents the masculine in man. Now, it's interesting to note that the fetus doesn't start to develop gender until after 9 weeks. And in the first 6 to 8 weeks, the fetus still has no color. Okay, now I mentioned when I spoke the first time that there are two ways to read the Bible. One is the letter of the word, and the other is by the spirit of the word. For example, the wilderness, where one is in a state of confusion because of conflict within. And the valley, where one is in a low place, a state of depression. And the fields, a place of labor. Then we may walk into a meadow, a place of beauty, a place of peace. Then the waters, lakes, seas, rivers, which brings forth life, giving rise to our spirit, washing away the hate, the guilt, the wants. Then we may come across a well where the water runs deep, the living water of life. This is our soul, and we draw from this to bring to the surface, as to see through the eyes of our soul, the I am in us. This is the raising of the spirit within, the kundalini, virtue, the she. Then we may walk into a desert place where there is nothing. We empty ourselves of opinions, our intellect, and the mountains, where we raise our consciousness to a higher level, opening up our soul mind or spirit mind. And the characteristic traits of animals represents our animal instincts, our carnal mind, which we sacrifice on the altar. And the shepherds who are in control of their sheep, or in other words, who are in control of their thoughts. And that's all I have to say for today. You will keep it short and sweet, and I hope you see mountains and rivers in another light, not just in scripture, but also in the world.
Thank you, Deacon Dave.
Time to play the mission statement and the other prayers, Reverend Douglas. We'll ask them to tone down the music, and you proceed with the opening, with the mission statement, etc.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I now call upon Mark to read our mission statement.
Our mission is to speak of God and journey and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions, our heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty, as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you very much, Mark. I now call upon Deacon Dave, who will read the love verses from 1 Corinthians.
Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. Now I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer along with me. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now I'll ask Reverend Michael to read the prayer for the planet.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority and influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and the planet be filled with peace, harmony, every day in every way. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Michael. Now I ask Reverend Douglas to continue the virtue healing part of the service.
Welcome again, my friends, brothers and sisters in Yeshua the Christ. Thank you for coming today. And again, we have a new evolution taking place here with our service as we continue to modify and move forward with the service. We ask for your input. Please feel free. Generic email is schooloftheprophetsinfo@gmail.com. And for new people who are here today, you can send an email request to that address, and Patty or Joe will get back to you with that. Virtual healing is what we name the spiritual laying out of hands energy, or the divine healing that it reaches out through the internet. For those of us who have been in the community, we're constantly impressed and amazed at the workings of virtue and how it reaches out to help you wherever you might be in the world, for your physical, financial, mental, emotional, or spiritual needs. The only condition that you need to fulfill is to ask. Ask for help, and that's done by prayer. We are a community of like-minded people. We are attempting to illuminate the words of the Christ. We are attempting to be practical Christians in our everyday life. And our mission is to help each other develop your intuitions, your spiritual gifts that are recounted in the book of Corinthians. Now, as we move forward, we may say things that aren't quite the same as what you thought they used to mean, but understand your spiritual development is an ongoing illumination. It's a process of constantly redefining and understanding the spiritual wisdoms and guidance that we take primarily from the King James Version of the Bible. There are other holy books, and there are other world's great religions, and we find ourselves in harmony with that singleness of purpose. And that singleness of purpose, that commandment, if you will, is to love one another and not to do anything to anyone else that we wouldn't want to happen to ourselves, the golden rule. And as we continue to rediscover our spiritual nature, remember, it is a real rediscovering. You're already enlightened. You're just not aware of that yet, but you will be in time. So virtual healing is not magic. It's not me. It's us combined with the divine. And as you continue to investigate and seek to understand the spiritual truths, you will be constantly amazed. There is no end to your spiritual awareness or understanding or the observations through the evidence of the divine working through us each and every day. That's why we're, if you will, our religion is practical Christianity. Every day and every way we're getting better. Every day and every way we're getting to understand the divine. Again, it is illuminating. Just keep looking and you'll find more and more. With that, the understanding that virtue goes to you, why some people are healed instantly, why others take some time, we can say it's a matter of faith, but I'd like to say it's a matter between you and God Almighty. It takes time sometimes to learn your spiritual lesson, but in a moment, you can be relieved of any pain. There is nothing that is impossible for God. And as we say each week, say, I am getting better. And when you talk to yourself in that way, you're giving commandments to that inner mind. I am wealthy. I am happy. I am powerful. I am loved. And as you get to see these things, reinforcing them in your mind, it helps the spirituality. And remember our motto, faith is built upon belief and belief is built upon evidence. And that's why virtue healing is evidence of God Almighty, the Holy Family, the angels, Yeshua the Christ, the Savior, being with us. But also your dreams, your visions, your meditations. Those are all ways that you can continue asking in prayer or in thought or in contemplation for wellness to come to you. There are some conditions of prayer. If you're praying for strength, God's going to send you lots of problems so you'll get stronger. If you're praying for wisdom, then God's going to send some challenges to you so you can become wise. So hang out with our community and we'll help you define how to pray so you pray correctly. And what I mean by that is pray for opportunities. Can't go wrong praying for opportunities. Now, as we start this, the virtue healing, that outline of what's going on here right now, we will perhaps mention this from time to time. But understand you are worthy. You are deserving, you are able, and you are capable to receive a blessing. There is nothing stopping the blessing from coming. What you ask for, then seek every way possible to make it happen. Go anywhere, knock on any door to get that opportunity and that blessing. It's a codependency. It's a cooperative way to make your prayer come true. With that, this energy, this virtue, this healing force goes each and everywhere. You might feel warm. You might feel relieved. We hope that you will feel better. Better in each and every day. I like to stand up when I do this, and I see that we have Celeste and Carrie, Rebecca S., Carol, Maria Fernanda in Spain, Terry Young and Jamie, P. Wright, Tim's, many mentions, PJ, Linda D., Paul Hughes, Jack B., Tim C., Anna G., Regine, Reverend Douglas Bentley, Santiago, William, Marg, Sandy, Carol, Linda, Larry, sorry, Ed, Edgy, and Davey Elsie. I'm going to flip the page now. Reverend Michael, Joe B., Maria, Patty, Beverly, Jim and Cherie, Beto, Reverend Rebecca, myself, Deacon Dave and his wife Carla, and Mark. Dear God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of Yeshua the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, we come before you today asking for a blessing. May the power of virtue go through our physical body, coursing through every cell of our body, mending, repairing, rejuvenating, and healing all the systems in our body. And may that energy continue through our physical form into our hearts, that our emotions will be settled, that we will have peace and happiness, that we will remove the guilt and we will repent for those intrusions or mishaps or errors that we have inadvertently caused in our life. We will ask for this inner peace, this faith, this love to allow us to comfort ourselves. We will ask for the spiritual healing to go through our minds, to those minds that make up who we are as a human being, in connection with the spiritual aspects we call the soul. We are, with great expectation, willing to receive a blessing physically, emotionally, mentally, as well as spiritually. We are grateful for all that we have received. We are grateful for the abundance we have. We need more. We seek prosperity in all ways. We seek to have plenty that we might be able to be of service and to help those who are in want or need. And guide us in our inner way. Let virtue go through us, blessing our physical conditions to be healthier, stronger, that we might be more youthful, more vigorous, that we might have an enjoyable life, pain-free. But let also the pain in our heart, our grief, our suspicions, our anger, our frustrations, let them melt away as well. The past is unchangeable, we know. The future is full of hope, we know. This present moment, we choose to be in harmony with you, God Almighty, that great love, unconditional love, will come into our heart easily and comfortably. As we ask now, we feel the sensations of the virtue coming into our body from the divine. We ask for that healing to go to our soul, to remove any errors, any blockages, any difficulties, any uncertainties. Let fear be put asunder. Let anger be quelled. Let our minds turn to love. Forgiveness. Let us forgive ourselves first. Let us forgive those that have caused us difficulty, knowing that somewhere in this cause, this lesson, there is a blessing. As we ask to look for that blessing, someday we'll understand. But for now, we seek our peace. We are grateful each and every day. As I go to all those who are here today in the community, we ask for this blessing of virtue to reach out, knowing where to go into their bodies, their minds, their hearts, their souls, to bring peace, to bring remedy, to bring solutions, to bring benefits that are of the divine. We are grateful. We are believers. We love God with every cell of our body. We continue to offer ourselves to be of service, that we might find our inner way. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, we are grateful. We are grateful for his way to show us our way, that we're all on this path to spiritual illumination together, individually. In the name of all that is holy, reach out now and in your mind think of what it is that you need, want, or asking God Almighty to provide, that you might have a blessing. Remember, everything is possible for God. God is creation. Take the prayer. Take the force of virtue. Allow it to come through now to any place of need, of want, any condition that you wish to be modified to your greater good. Be loved. Understand you have friends that you have yet to meet. Understand that by being here in this part of this community today, you have people of like-mindedness. We are all over the world different, but we are all are the same mind here in this moment. As we ask God Almighty to bless us and to bless us, to give us opportunities to help us find our way for solutions to our health, to our hearts, to our minds, and to our souls, that we are embedded, we are empowered, and we are at peace. Think of it now, wherever you wish this blessing to go. Ask for virtue to go through your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul, and be grateful knowing you are receiving a blessing. Loved. God is loving you. Feel the love that God sends. To the Messiah, Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, know you are blessed. You are a child of the universe. You are a divine soul seeking the greater understanding to learn in this world of duality. That it is your lesson, your purpose, your spiritual evolution. Difficulties are there for purposes. Love is a medicine that solves all issues, all concerns. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, all the angels and avatars and saints who watch over us, in the name of Yeshua the Savior, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, we are ever so grateful. Thank you for all that we have. Let us now go to the chat and offer some blessings to those who have reached out or to letters that have been sent to our community. Whoever's going to read them.
These are from the list that was called in for Ken. Relief from alcoholism and head injuries and memory loss.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go into Ken to remove any darkness, any loneliness, any pain that he is suffering. Let this go to the root of his difficulty or pain, that he might find the strength to move away from those artificial benefits of pain removing substances. We ask for the virtue to go through his body to cleanse him and to heal him, to remove from him any darkness and pain.
for Sam, relief from liver cancer and its associated complications.
Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for the previous benefits that Sam has received. We ask for those who are assisting him to be blessed, and we ask for Sam to receive a cleansing virtue to go through his body to remove any disease, any cancer, any darkness, any evil. Allow him to be washed from the inside out with virtue, with love.
These are from today's chat. For Lavinia, relief from depression and glaucoma.
Dear God Almighty, we ask the virtue to go through this lady, to remove the darkness that is inside, to allow her to see the illumination of virtue, to manifest a cleansing in her eyes, and to amplify the spirit within, to touch upon that ember, that spark of love. We are grateful for the healing that has taken place, and for that it will continue to take place. Amen. Continue.
For Michael, relief from esophagus constriction and difficulty swallowing.
Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for the benefits that Michael has received in the past. We are once again asking for virtue to go through his body easily and comfortably, allowing him to improve his ability to swallow, to breathe, and to relax the organs inside the body. May the virtue cleanse and repair his body easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Emmy, relief from multiple sclerosis.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body, to Annie, to remove any darkness, any disease, any viral or bacterial invasion, to cleanse the body, to purify the blood, and to amplify the organs, that they will work better, stronger, and be more successful in bringing health to this body. We are grateful for the virtue to go through this body, cleansing and healing now. Amen.
For Nanette, relief from nausea and soft tissue and lung cancer.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through Nanette's body, to remove any darkness, any disease, any invading forces in this body, to leave, to be consumed, that the physical body will be given strength, energy, healing from the divine. We ask for this blessing to go through the body completely and to continue coursing through this body until perfect health is achieved. In the name of Yeshua the Savior, we are grateful. Amen.
For Frida, relief from Lyme's disease.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through Frida's body, that the virtue is a cleansing virtue to remove any invasion of bacteria, any disease that is unwanted, to remove any darkness or disease from the body easily and comfortably, to allow the body's own elimination systems to be amplified, that this condition will improve, that feel that the healing in the body. Amen.
This is the last request. For Anna, relief from knee and shoulder arthritis and cartilage problems.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for Anna, we ask the virtue go through her body, removing any inflammation, any congestion of health, and any congestion of the healing forces to go through her body, to be removed easily and comfortably, that the arthritic condition will melt away, that the body will eliminate all conditions of impairment that benefit from the virtue or the divine will continue, but the body will be more flexible. A pain-free will be the end result. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. Amen. We ask for this benefit, this virtue, to go to all those that are not here today, to those who are members of our community who are not here today, to those who have come to our services over the years, that they will be reunited. They will find us on our website. They will find our community and our church services easily and comfortably through divine means, through coincidence, chance, and through the invisible made visible. We ask them to find their way home to our community. We ask for the angels, the messengers, to assist in this great effort, that those who are lost will find their way back home. We also ask, and we are grateful for, the protection, the clergy, the community, and our friends, brothers and sisters, and those who are not here today, those that are meaningful to us, are receiving. May our enemies be put asunder. May those blocks and challenges be easily removed that are in front of us. May we have a clear path to illumination. May our community grow in its popularity and its service. May we continue to be a brighter and brighter light in the world. May we be examples of your love each and every day and every way we can. We are so grateful for our life. We are grateful to be here in the world during this trying and challenging time, this time of extremes. For the world needs, at this most time, most important time, people of love, people of integrity, people of faith. Grant us great faith, God Almighty. Let us learn the spiritual gift of faith. Let us feel your presence, the breath, the word, the sound, the presence of your divine being. We are ever so grateful for the protection we are receiving. It allows us to be brave. Fear is invisible. Fear is of this world, not of the divine. Fear does not exist when light and love are shone upon it. Let us come into the light. Let us receive a blessing as we ask in the name of all that is holy, that our church, our community, our spiritual understandings are blessed with virtue. We are grateful for the service we are receiving today. We are grateful for the benefits we are receiving today and in the days that come. Guide us on our inner way, that our lives will be full of joy, that we will feel the song of love in our hearts, that our minds will be at peace when we sleep at night, that we will forgive ourselves from any condition of error or sin. We repent, and knowing this, it wipes out the dead. We know that Yeshua the Savior saved us by showing us how to be saved, and we are so grateful. Although we might not understand the divine, and although we might get glimpses of the spiritual truths, nurture us and let us come closer and closer to divine love. Again, in the name of all that is holy, bless each and every one that is here today, that they might receive a blessing of abundance in their way. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Linda, if you'll play a little of that lofty Gaelic music, the angelic voices for 3 or 4 minutes and let us settle down. I appreciate it. You feel the warmth in your body, feel the warmth around you. You may feel some feeling or sensation of warmth. You may feel a little sleepy. You may feel a little wobbly. That's the virtue going through you. Let it, for this time, for the rest of the day, soak it up. Put your hands over your heart like this and bless yourself now, if you like, thinking of the divine. Remember, God is like the ocean. You can go down to the ocean with a container to get some water, whether it's a teacup, a 5-gallon jug, or a tanker truck. It doesn't matter. The ocean doesn't care. Take as much as you want. You deserve a blessing. You are asking, you are seeking, and you will go anywhere to make that blessing happen. It is a great promise. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock for opportunities, and the door shall open. Make your prayers come true. God will guide you. God will bring coincidence to you. People will be sent to you, and opportunities will be furnished. This is the great promise of ask, and you shall receive. We ask for someone in the 585 area code, for Will Santos, my friend, or Jean, Celeste, or Carrie, for Rebecca S., for Carol's iPhone, for Tim's iPhone, for P.W. Wright, for Jamie, Linda D., P.J., Mini Mansions, Maria Fernanda Alvarez, Terry Young, Jack B., William, Paul Hughes, John Douglas, Bettina Tibbs, Santiago, Reverend Douglas, Regine, Anna, Tim C., to Marg, to Sandy, Carol S., Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie, to Reverend Michael, to Joe, to Maria, to Patty, to Beverly, to Jim and Cherie, to Beto, to Reverend Rebecca, to Deacon Dave and Carla, to Mark, and to myself. We are so grateful. Faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. Go in peace. Know that you have been blessed today because you have asked. The virtue has reached out to you. It has blessed you in some way, in your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. It has blessed your house. It has blessed your friends who are meaningful to you. It has blessed your enemies, but they will be put asunder and leave you. Peace. Virtue knows beyond knowing. Virtue is the hand of God in action. So mote it be. We are grateful to the Most High. We are grateful to the Messiah, Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, to the Holy Family, to Michael, Raphael, Ariel, Gabriel, and the other angels and divine beings that watch over us, including Hanuman. We are grateful. This concludes the healing service, portion of the service, I should say. I'll call upon Deacon Dave to have a closing prayer for the service and then turn the service back to Reverend Douglas.
By the grace of our Heavenly Father, let us bless those who are here and our loved ones. Let us give thanks to our Soul Father for the light, the love, for the lessons we learn, for the donations and the support, and for our Elder Brother Jesus for teaching us how to be in the example of unselfish love. For our Mother Earth, what she provides and nourishes to all the kingdoms, for what they teach us in their sacrifices, and blessed are those who are of service to others. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. I'd like you to basically tell the group again about your Tuesday night Qigong class and how they can sign up if they have not yet done so.
Yeah, just send me an email. I'll put my email in the chat if anyone's interested. It's you will definitely feel, and not just feel, but see the energy moving. Yes.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. I also like to remind people that there is a Wednesday night Search for God class that we have. And Reverend Douglas, how do people sign up for this class if they have not already done so?
So the go-to for anything is internationalschooloftheprophets.com, and there will be information there, including your opportunity to sign up and subscribe to our newsletter. You have a copy more than likely already, my friends. You can send an email to schooloftheprophetsinfo@gmail.com, and therein your request will be sent to the right person. For information about Wednesday classes, opmanymansions.helpline@gmail.com, to Dave's class, to the other offerings that we are coming up, including how you can send a written request in for a special prayer during our virtual healing service. So those are the main ways to go, and to make a contribution as well, you can go to those email addresses. They're on the internationalschooloftheprophets.com website. Now, Many Mansions has its own website in America, and it has its own website in Canada as our affiliated organizations, and you can get more information about that. We ask for your contribution. We ask for your support. You can send through those emails to your respective countries donations. You can't cross the border, apparently. And we are in the process of taking care of other means of payment as we can. But that's the best way. You can send checks also. And we'll have an address in Fort Worth, Texas, and in Campbellford for people to be able to send checks if that's a preferred way. That's where to go for information. I do want to thank everybody, from Joe, who has been counseling people, to Patty, who has been working very hard, taking attendance and keeping records, to Linda, who has provided some wonderful music today, to Paul, who is here producing the radio show, the Global Village radio show, to Jack, who has now produced the Zoom meetings, and to Deacon Dave for his second sermon of three. To being able to earn his ordination. Apparently, Mark is making some sounds that he wants to be a part of our clergy as well. We'll consider that, Mark. You know. to Reverend Rebecca, who is here and been the past president of many mansions in Canada, and to all others who are on the board of directors, Tim, and I think we have some past directors, Malcolm and others, who and pilgrims who have popped up from time to time. Everybody who has helped with this community building over the last several years, it's now moving into a critical mass time. We're moving forward. And if you go to internationalschooloftheprophets.com, that's the go-to website. And as we continue to evolve that, there'll be more information on seminary classes, on your desire to become part of our clergy. If you'd like to be part of our healing group, we have an emergency healing group of you, my friends, and that's kind of administered by Patty and Reverend Douglas, and you'll be able to participate in emergency healings. People call me from all over the world, and we have been trying to streamline that so that there can be an email blast for people who make a request out of desperation, and we can immediately get that information to our volunteer virtual healers. And again, there's courses in the works. We have our Hope conferences in the works as well. In the fall, we will probably be coming to a city in your state or your province with as many people as we could possibly gather for our mission to illuminate the Christ. I want you to study. I want you to understand. I want you to develop. I want you to be a better spiritual person. I want you to be part of the community. Those are all the things I want. But that doesn't mean anything unless you want them. And we're here to be of service, all of us who are volunteers. We're here for you. This is the way. This is the path. It's our time. Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I'll turn the meeting back over to you. And I understand the social is coming up next. And I will retire as usual, and I will hope to see you all Wednesdays. Maybe Dave, see you on Tuesdays, and enjoy the newsletter. It's called The Sacred Scroll. Let us know what you think. I'm a publisher, so I can take the criticism. That's what happens when you're a publisher. Apparently, when you're a prophet, you get criticized all the time, too. But that's beside the point. Let us know if you have an idea, you have a dream. We want to reach out and inspire as many people as we possibly can to believe like we believe, to illuminate the words of the Christ, to be examples of love. And what we're starting isn't something new. It's something old being presented in a new and novel way. May virtue bless you and heal you always. Know that everything is possible for God. You're not alone. You're not. With that, I'll say, God bless each and everyone. Go in peace, go with God. Now I'll retire. Thank you, everyone. And, I'm going to go down and I'll leave it over to everybody. It's a pleasure to see you all. God bless you, my friends. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. This concludes the Many Mansions service, Sunday service for August 6, 2023. If you wish to stay for our, what we term as our Sunday social, you are most welcome to do so.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, and you can also join us on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.